KETAR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works by authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the first of 9 readings from William Owen's book, The Stubborn Soil, A Frontier Boyhood, read by Jen Hilton of Commerce.
Wars came and went, each leaving its mark. The Texas Revolution, the Mexican War, the Civil War. Men and boys from Pinhook must have gone off to at least one of these, but they left no record that could be carved on a tombstone. Nevertheless, the effects were these, especially after the Civil War, when the slaves took themselves and their freedom to the woods northwest of Pinhook, where the Negroes still live. They were willing enough to come back and work by the day, chopping or picking cotton, but the white men, with little money for hired hands, worked themselves, their wives, and their children. After the Civil War, a great number of settlers, displaced persons, came in from Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi. Needing land, they brought small farms from the people who had been granted the land but could no longer hold it. This was a second move toward poverty, the Civil War having been the first. Worn out, saddled with what they saw was not hope but despair, they cleared their 25 or 50 acres, built shacks of logs or boxing planks, and settled down to a cotton and corn and black-eyed peas existence, a living submarginal, exhausting to mind and body. The living was added to with what could be brought from the woods and creek, the game and fish, and the pigs and cows and chickens kept by barefoot wives and barefoot daughters. It was taken from, drained away, by malaria, hookworm, and a short rations disease called by pinhookers, pleurisy. The will of at least some of the people was to have a living better than this. They did what they could for church and school. From the beginning, homes were opened for meetings any time a preacher passed through. They were also open for a kind of subscription school that was better than no school at all. It took them 50 years to get a schoolhouse, a one-room building on land that now belongs to the graveyard, like many of the homes built of logs and chinked and daubed with clay. This school, called Pinhook, and open 3 months each winter, was good enough for more than 20 years. Then a new one-room frame building was built between the crossroads and graveyard on land deeded to Pinhook by my father.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.